Sid Valley Radio, around the world, all day, every day.
Yes, welcome along. This is Gavin Stewart. It is the 17th of September. We start our first musical birthday this evening. Hank Williams, Jambalaya.
Goodbye, Joe. Me gotta go. Me, oh my, oh. Me gotta go pull the Piro down the bayou. My Yvonne, the sweetest one, me oh my oh. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bayou. Jambalaya, a crawfish pie, and a filet gumbo. Cause tonight I'm gonna see my Mashazamio. Pick guitar, fill fruit jar, and be gay, oh. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bayou. Fountain knows the place is buzzing. Kinfolk come to see Yvonne by the dozen. Dress in style and go hog wild, me oh my oh. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bayou. Jambalaya, a crawfish pie, and a filet gumbo. Cause tonight I'm gonna see my Mashazamio. Pick guitar, fill fruit jar, and be gay, oh. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bayou. Gumbo. Cause tonight I'm gonna see my Mashazamio. Pick guitar, fill fruit jar, and be gay, oh. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bayou.
Celebrating the birthday of Hank Williams. And, of course, then there was Hank Williams Jr., his son, and then his grandson is Hank Williams III, I believe. Anyway, Hank Williams, his birthday, born 1923, and that was Jambalaya song. The Carpenters recorded it, amongst many others as well. Now, Elvis Presley's originally bass player, when he started doing recordings on Sun Records, was a gentleman by the name of Bill Black. And then sort of they all split up. There's Scotty Moore and DJ Fontana. But they all sort of split up. And Bill Black formed his own little group known as The Combo. So here is Bill Black's Combo and an Elvis song, Don't Be Cruel.
Thank you.
Black's combo, and that is celebrating the birthday of Bill Black himself and their version of Don't Be Cruel, which was the B-side of Hound Dog for the original Elvis fans. I think 1956 it came out. Anyway, moving on. Our last, we've only got the three musical birthdays this evening, so our last one is a gentleman by the name of Lamont McLemore, I think you pronounce it. Apologies if that is all wrong, but Fifth Dimension, here's Aquarius and Let the Sunshine In.
Please don't cry the
the fifth dimension and Let the Sunshine In, along with Aquarius. And that was our last musical birthday. Yes, there's only three of a note. Loads more musicians did have their birthdays today, but they were ones of note. Anyway, moving on with the music. It is, I say, the 17th of September. It's just gone 11 and three quarter minutes past 11 o'clock. Here's the Supremes, Baby Love.
My heart and leave me sad. Tell me, what did I do wrong to make you stay away so long? 'Cause baby love, my baby love, been missing you, miss kissing you. Instead of breaking up, let's do some kissing and making up.
Supremes and Baby Love. Yes, now we've got a Beatles song. It's a bit raucous for this time of night, but away back in 1966, they were offered $150,000 to play a stadium in Kansas City. And as a tribute, because a thank you for the gentleman that put up all the money and organised the concert, they decided to sing this song, which was included on the Beatles For Sale album when it came out.
My baby's been gone. Ah, Kansas City, gonna get my baby.
Beatles, Kansas City. Yes, as a thank you to the gentleman, not my thank you, their thank you to the gentleman that booked them to play a stadium in Kansas City. They got $150,000, which was quite a considerable size of payment way back in 1966, I think it was. Or maybe 65, can't remember off the top of my head. I think it was 66. Anyway, they thought they'd sing that in the concert and surprise the gentleman, who was delighted, by the way. Anyway, moving on. Last night I played The Hollies, The Air That I Breathe, and I said that was written by Mike Hazelwood and Albert Hammond, which it was. And they'd met up. Because in the late 60s, Albert Hammond and a gentleman by the name of Steve Rowland were performing in a band. They then came back to the UK and decided to start another group, which was mainly just vocals. They called themselves the Family Dogs. So it was Steve Rowland, Albert Hammond, and they wanted another couple of singers. So they got Mike Hazelwood, he got a job, and so did a lady by the name of Pam Zoe Quinn. She got the job. And they came up with this hit, and it was their only hit.
Cowboys playing, young men slaying, old men praying the world will change. Schoolgirls dating, daughters mating, mothers waiting to rearrange.
Trainee worker, factory shirker, so won't let you down. Chairman bluster, boardroom cluster, feather duster, your vintage crown.
Take the time, so to say.
the Family Dog vocal group, and I say that's how Albert Hammond and Mike Hazlewood met up. They then started writing loads of songs together, of which The Air That I Breathe was one of them, and then the Hollies recorded it, had a massive hit worldwide, 1974. Wonderful stuff. Great song as well. Now, we turn our attention to Nancy Griffiths. She's a great singer, was a great singer, sadly. She's no longer with us. Anyway, this was one of her biggest hits, From a Distance.
From a distance, the world looks blue and green, and the snow-capped mountains white. From a distance, the ocean meets the stream, and the eagle takes to flight. From a distance, the voice of hope, it's the voice of peace, it's the voice of every man. From a distance, we all have enough. Even though we are at war, from a distance I can't comprehend what all this war is for. From a distance,
Nancy Griffith, From a Distance. Great song. Taking us up to tomorrow's front pages, Barry Manilow and Mandy.
eyes. Shadows of a man, a face through a window, crying in the night. The night goes into morning, just another day. Happy people pass my way. Looking in their eyes, I see a memory.
Takes us nicely on to looking at tomorrow's front pages, because it's just turned 11:30.
Paper lady, paper lady. Paper lady, paper lady.
Yes, indeed, we're looking at the front pages for the 18th of September. And we start with the Daily Mirror. Two stories on the front page. Top half, grooming victim's fury after star dodges jail over pics. And that is referring to Hugh Edwards ruined my life. He should be in prison. And then the bottom half of the front page, 2,800 hurt in a bizarre attack. Exploding pager hell. Israel blamed as devices mysteriously blow up in Lebanon and Syria. And I was listening to the news earlier on the TV, and they were explaining that a lot of people gave up using mobile phones because they could be traced, they could be listened into, so they went on to using pagers. But sadly, they think a lot of the pagers that were then sold all had small explosive devices built into them, and were then triggered remotely all at once. Anyway, that is, as I understand it, from listening to the news earlier on the telly. The Daily Express. Campaigners warn of disaster. A fuel allowance for elderly is not restored. 1.7 million will not heat homes this winter to save money. The Daily Mail. Israel's exploding pagers put Middle East on the brink. Hezbollah blames Tel Aviv for astonishing, audacious attack that left at least 9 dead, 300 critical and 2,750 injured. The Times: exploding pagers wreak havoc amongst Hezbollah. Labour not enforcing work from home rules. The Guardian: Hezbollah vows to strike back at Israel after deadly pager attacks. Starmer defended amid row over gifts. excuse me, there's a bit about the lady in France whose husband drugged her and then allowed people to rape her and film her at the same time. So there's a little bit about that on the front page of The Guardian as well. The Telegraph: thousands of pager bombs rock Hezbollah. Starmer plots to raise bills to fund a Thames water bailout. Teachers allowed to work from home. How can they work from home when they're surely teaching in the classroom? I'm not quite up to date with that one. The Metro: Glasgow set to host sporting extravaganza again. Yes, the Commonwealth Games in 2026 is coming back to Glasgow. They held them there in 2014. And then lastly, let's have a look. The Financial Times: 8 killed as Hezbollah members' low-tech pagers explode in Lebanon. What else? Brussels outgoing competitions chief hits back at posh push to ease merger rules. So that's a quick look at tomorrow's front pages as we have them. Yes, I wish we'd get a few more sent through, but they come in dribs and drabs, sadly. And by the time we get to midnight, we've probably got the whole range of popular papers. Anyway, let's move on with the music. Billy Ocean, There Will Be Sad Songs.
Saying I love you. Oh, there'll be sad
sad songs. Billy Ocean. He said it, so it must be true. Moving on. Here's Lobo.
When I saw you standing there,
I love you to love me.
About fell out my chair. And when you moved your mouth to speak, I felt the blood go to my feet. Now it took time for me to know what you tried so not to show. But something in my soul just cried, I see the want in your blue eyes. Baby, I'd love you to want me the way that I want you, the way that it should be. Baby, you'd love me to want you the way that I want to, if you'd only let it be. You told yourself years ago you'd never let your feelings show. The obligation that you made for the title that they gave. What you tried so not to show. Now something in my soul just cried, I see the want in your blue eyes. Baby, I'd love you to want me the way that I want you, the way that it should be. If you only let it be, oh baby, I'd love you to want me the way that I want you, the way that it should be. Baby, you'd love me to want you the way that I want to, if you only let it be.
He had a hit, of course, with Me and You and A Dog Named Boo. And that was another of his hits, I'd Love You to Want Me. Yes. Who have we got next? Oh, Neil Diamond. Now, he used to sing originally loads of other people's songs and ones he collaborated on as well. Then he took the plunge and decided that the songs he wrote himself, just himself, were more passionate, more feeling with them, because he based them on circumstances that he had come across in his life. And that is nothing, well, exactly what happens with this song, nothing but a heartache. Here he is, Neil Diamond. Thank you.
there wasn't nothing but a heartache in the middle of a bad dream. Like I took on the whole world and I never had a chance, girl. Was a one-way conversation. I never got the invitation. The sharpness of her words deceiving, and I couldn't stop the bleeding. And Lord, I tried to be forgiving, but getting by don't mean you're living. And on that highway going nowhere was an exit overdue. And all she had to give was heartache, so she broke my heart in two. Yes, she did. You found me drifting in a small boat in the middle of an ocean. You were there on my horizon, and I didn't have a notion. Unprepared to comprehend it, felt alone and unattended. Said my prayers and reached my hand out, and you appeared to me that day. Came and led me to a new shore. I had never been there before. Pulled me in the right direction, and you led me out of hell. And if it wasn't for your good heart, I'd have never broke her spell, 'cause you promised me tomorrow. And I learned that lesson well. Yes, I did. Oh, yes, I did. Of all my heartbeats, you're the only truth my heart needs. Showed me how to make the journey. I can't let you walk away. No, not today, 'cause I've already slept with heartache. Time to chase the night away, just the two of us together. Does forever sound okay? Say yes, it does. Say yes, it does. Oh, yes, it does.
Neil Diamond. The song is called Nothing But a Heartache. Wonderful songs he's written. Sad, he's retired sort of from singing, but I think there's a few tracks that have been recorded that his record company will release, well, hopefully soon. It's time we had another hit from Neil Diamond. Anyway, let's have Henry and Alex telling us who we're listening to.
Hi, I'm Henry.
And I'm Alex.
And you're listening to
Sid Valley Radio.
Just coming up to 10 minutes to midnight. So, the weather. Oh, yes. Well, sunshine tomorrow and Thursday as well. Then, oh dear, guess what? It rains after that. Anyway, tomorrow, a high, well, overnight tonight, a low of 12 degrees, my goodness me. And tomorrow, a high of 22. And again, a low of 12 degrees overnight, tomorrow night. Same for Thursday, same for Friday. But Friday's rain forecast, unfortunately. Anyway, sunny and a moderate breeze tomorrow. Make the most of it. Get out in the sunshine if you can. Understandable if you have to go to work and you look out the window and think, why couldn't it have been like this when we're off at the weekend or when I had days off before when it is miserable? Anyway, sunrise tomorrow morning, 6:54, and sunset tomorrow night at, blimey, 20 past 7 tomorrow night, 19 minutes past 7 tomorrow night. Oh my goodness me, how the nights are drawing in now. Well, the days are getting shorter, obviously, as we head towards December, and the clocks change, of course, in October. Who are we going to play next? How about Eva Cassidy? Who knows where the time goes? Because it's now 9.5 minutes to midnight.
Across the evening sky, all the birds are leaving. Oh, but then you know it was time. I do not count the time.
Eva Cassidy singing the Sandy Denny song, Who Knows Where the Time Goes. Beautiful song. Anyway, we've got time for one more piece of music, taking us up to midnight. We have the Carpenters taking us out tonight. But don't forget, Bob's here tomorrow morning from 9 till 12. There's a repeat of my Saturday show, the Chart Show, from 4 through till 6. We then have Tim Stevens through from 6 till 8. We've then got Anthony with the Jazz Show from 8 through till 10. I shall be back Thursday evening with the Country Bunker at 6 o'clock through to 8. So please come along and join me then. If you can't make it, then hopefully I'll be joining you sometime over the weekend or in the future. Stay tuned to Sid Valley Radio. We're here 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Here's the Carpenters. I won't last a day without you. Thank you all for listening. Bye-bye for now.
Day after day, I must face a world of strangers where I don't belong. And at its stroke, it's nice to know that there's someone I can turn to who will always care. You're always there when there's no getting over that rainbow. Without you, so many times when the city seems to be without a friendly face, a lonely place, it's nice to know that you'll be there if I need you. And you'll always smile. It's all worthwhile when there's no getting over that rainbow. When my smallest of dreams won't come true, I can't take all the madness the world has to give, but I won't last a day without you. Touch me and I end up singing. Troubles seem to up and disappear. You touch me with the love you're bringing. I can't really lose when you're near.
When you're near, my love.
If all my friends have forgotten half their promises, they're not unkind, just hard to find. One look at you and I know that I could learn to live without the risk. I've found the best when there's no